Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Business is sure to be quiet today. I think we're all going to close up early tonight and go off to see a movie. Yeah, this would be a good idea, I think. Oh, I didn't see a movie for about 6 months. Let me for to see the newspaper here. I got it here somewhere. I'd like to see what movie is playing around here. There's the amusement section right there. Say, look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 different pictures, and I didn't see any of them. Say, this one sounds good. The Amazing Dr. Allen. I like those doctor pictures. This must be a good one. It says here the medical magazine gave it 4 stars. Oh, hello, Martha.
Hello, Parker.
Say, Martha, I'm going for to close up early tonight and go to the movies. Say, maybe you'd like for to come along with me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Parky. I can't.
No.
I have a date.
Oh.
But what are you going to see?
Thought I would see this picture here, The Amazing Dr. Allen. Sounds very good there.
Oh, go to see anything but that picture, Parky. I saw it Thursday, and it's the worst thing I ever did see. Yes. Oh, what a waste of time.
Geez, I couldn't understand that, Martha. Yes. Says here in the ad, this is the picture what they dared Hollywood to make.
Dared them to make it?
Mm-hmm.
They should have dared them to release it.
Ready and now, yeah.
Well, now, if you really want to see a great picture, Parky,
yes,
go and see The Purple Love Nest. Now, there's a picture.
The Purple Love Nest, huh? What is it about?
Well, it's about a boy and a girl.
You know something? I like it already.
Oh, and it's the cutest story.
Yes?
The boy is very poor, and he gets a job working on a soda fountain in a drugstore.
Oh.
And the girl is a rich society girl.
Yes.
And one day, just by accident, she goes into the drugstore.
Yes.
And she orders a chocolate malted, and the next thing you know, they're married.
See, that's wonderful, Martha. It's so true to real life, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, really? It's wonderful, Parky.
Yes.
Go and see The Purple Love Nest. It's playing at the Bijou.
Yes, sure. Sounds like it would be a good picture, Martha. I like that part about having a boy and girl in it, you know. Yeah, I seen a picture like that about 6 years ago. And the scenery, oh, that was so beautiful in that. Never could forget it. The boy and the girl, they was on their honeymoon.
Was it in Niagara Falls?
No, it was in Technicolor. Yeah. Oh, that sure must be beautiful, Martha. Though, just to picture this. The bride and groom checks into a hotel, and the next scene shows them in a gorgeous bridal suite. The boy takes the girl in his arms, and he starts for to sing a beautiful love song to her. And then the most disgusting thing has happened. All of a sudden, from nowhere, 85 musicians started to play.
Well, Parky, what's disgusting about that?
How would you like to go on your honeymoon with 85 musicians?
Well, Parky, you go and see The Purple Love Nest. You'll love it. If I didn't have a date, I'd go with you. Honestly, I could see that picture over and over again.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Martha.
Well, enjoy yourself, Parky, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Let me for to see the Bijou Theater that is be done on 2nd Street. Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parky.
Say, Opie, you like for to go to the movies with me tonight? I'm going over to the Bijou to see the Purple Love Nest.
The Purple Love Nest?
Yes.
How'd you happen to pick that thing out? That's the worst picture I ever seen in my whole life.
It is, huh? Funny thing, Martha says what it's so wonderful about it. A boy what works in a drugstore and a fountain.
Soda fountain is right, Parky.
Yeah.
The hero's a jerk.
Yeah, but how's about the beautiful girl what's in it?
Oh, is there a gal in it?
Sure there's a girl in it. What do you think the boy falls in love with, a banana split?
Well, I wouldn't know. I must have fell asleep before the girl showed up.
Fell asleep? That bad, huh, Opie?
Yeah. Parky, as long as you're going to see a picture, go and see a good one. Go over to the Majestic and see Roy Sterling in The Pink Rider.
The Pink Rider?
Yeah, it's a Western.
Oh?
Now, there's a picture with a lot of excitement in it.
Yes.
Get this now.
Yes.
The girl's father owns a big ranch, see?
Yes.
And someone's rustling all the cattle.
Hmm.
Now, they got a foreman on the ranch by the name of Jack, but everybody calls him Tex.
Yeah. If his name is Jack, why does everybody call him Tex?
Because he comes from Pennsylvania.
Well, that explains it, yes.
I see. The foreman is the head of a gang that's stealing the cattle, and the gal founds out about it, so they send for the United States Marshal. Mm. That's Roy Sterling.
Roy Sterling?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. As soon as he hears that there's a cattle stealing, he starts out for the ranch on his horse.
Mm-hmm.
He rides for about 24 hours. When he gets there, he's good and mad.
Yeah, I could understand that. If he rode for 24 hours on a horse, must have been plenty sore. I know that. Yeah.
Now, by the time he arrives at the ranch, his fingers are all cut and bleeding.
His fingers are all cut from what?
From playing his guitar.
Oh, I see. Say, Opie, that's just one thing what I couldn't understand. Why is it in every Western picture the sheriff is always plays a guitar?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's because if you're a sheriff, you got to keep picking on something.
Yes.
Well, he gets a description of the crooks, and he lights out to round them up.
Yes.
Just him and his best friend, Old Gold.
Yes.
Old Gold is his horse.
Oh, sounds like a plug. Yes.
Well, now, let me continue this thing. In no time at all, Roy comes back with the foreman and the 35 crooks, and he's got them all tied up.
Mm-hmm.
There he is, sitting on his horse, and he's dragging all them guys along the ground and using only one hand, too.
He's dragging all those guys along with one hand?
Yeah.
What's he doing with the other hand?
Playing the guitar. Oh.
That sure sounds like a wonderful picture, Opie.
Well, I say it is wonderful. You just wait till I tell you about the rest of the story.
No, Foggy. I don't tell me no more. I'm going to enjoy it for myself. You say, well, that picture's the Pink Rider at the Majestic, huh?
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Nothing but blue birds singing for joy the day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. I never saw the noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
I know, he's a double talk artist, and when he goes into his act, I can't for the life of me figure out what he's trying to say, but it's awfully impressive. One day he said to me, "Hey, Art, why don't you let me tell the folks about Old Gold cigarettes? Why, in double talk, I'd be a wow. I'd sell a billion cigarettes." Well, folks, could be, but we don't like to give you that sort of treatment. Our story is very simple. We have a single aim, and that is to give you pleasure. the last ounce of pleasure from every ounce of quality tobaccos. When you light an Old Gold, you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. The taste and fragrance you find so delightful in Old Golds are the result of nearly 200 years' experience with tobaccos. Actually, everything there is to know about cigarettes, everything and more, is all wrapped up and waiting for you in each golden pack of Old Golds. So try, just try a pack of OGs. Double talk's all very nice and entertaining, but I'm talking plain talk about your pleasure. And I'm telling you, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
Hello, Art Gilmore.
Oh, hi, Parky. Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah, I'm going over to the Majestic here. See the picture they got there, the Pink Rider.
The Pink Rider?
Yes.
Oh, you must be kidding. Only an imbecile would go to see a picture like the Pink Rider.
An imbecile?
Yeah, I saw it last night.
Oh.
Parky, don't go to see that picture without taking along some cranberry sauce.
Take along cranberry sauce?
Yeah, that's the biggest turkey that was ever made.
Turkey, huh?
Yeah. Gee, I'm sure glad I steered you away from that one. But if you want to see a real picture, go over to the Star Theater and see the hard-hitting Private Eye.
The hard-hitting Private Eye?
Yeah. The detective story. Do you like detective stories?
Yes, I do, yes. The hard-hitting Private Eye. Seems to me I've seen that ad here in the newspaper. Oh, yes, here it is. The hard-hitting Private Eye. The year's most thrilling hold on it. What does that mean, Art? Hold on it.
Hold on it?
Yes. That's what it says right here, then.
Oh, that's who done it.
Oh, who done it? Oh, who done it? Yes. Hold on it.
Yes, sir, if you like chills running up and down your spine, Parker, you go and see that picture.
Yes.
Five people are killed, and you'll never guess who killed them.
Who killed them,
man? I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Yes.
You go and see for yourself. Boy, that's a great picture. But look, you better hurry. I think it goes on in a few minutes. I'll see you later, Parker.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Thanks about telling. It sure sounds exciting. The hot heat in Private Eye. Glad now I didn't go to see that thing what Opie suggested, the Pink Rider. What does he know about pictures? Oh, yes, sir. Somebody's taking care of you.
I just want a cup of coffee.
Oh, yes, cup of coffee. Anything else?
No, that's all. Yes. Plus, you got a couple of aspirins.
Aspirin? You got a headache?
Yeah, I got a headache.
Oh.
I'm so mad at myself.
Oh.
This afternoon, I went to the movies and saw the most horrible picture I ever seen in my life.
I bet I know what picture you've seen. The hard-hitting Private Eye.
How'd you guess?
Believe me, it wasn't hard.
Oh, then you saw it.
No, I didn't see it. A friend of mine has seen it. But you know something? He liked it.
He liked it?
Yes.
How can they insult anybody's intelligence with a story like that?
I don't know.
Look, I'll leave it to you.
Yes.
You don't mind if I insult your intelligence, do you?
No, go right ahead. Go ahead.
The picture opens up and you see five dead bodies laying on the floor.
Yes.
People are walking in and out of the place paying no attention to the dead bodies.
Yes.
They're stepping over them like they were scatter rugs.
Yes.
All of a sudden, the great Private Eye walks in, sees the five bodies laying on the floor.
Yes.
And then he makes one of the most brilliant observations I ever heard in my life.
Yes.
What do you think he says?
What?
There's been a murder committed here.
That's what he said, huh?
Yeah. That's the way it went on for an hour and a half.
Yes.
And besides that, I was burned up because the woman in front of me had her hat on.
Oh. Why didn't you ask her to take her hat off?
I didn't want her to take her hat off. I was sore because she was wearing a small hat and I could still see the picture.
Oh. The hard-hitting Private Eye has been no good, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, I would sure like for to find a picture where I could see it tonight.
Have you seen Thunder Over the Jungle?
Thunder Over the Jungle? No, I didn't.
You haven't?
No.
Well, go and see that, mister. Now, there's a picture. Do you like animals?
Oh, I love animals. Dogs and cats and little bunnies. I love that, yes.
Well, this is the story of a rhinoceros.
A rhinoceros?
Yeah. They show you just how they live, what their habits are, how they fall in love.
Yeah, funny how they can make a whole movie out of a rhinoceros. That's wonderful.
This ain't just no ordinary rhinoceros.
It ain't.
This is the most beautiful rhinoceros you ever saw in your life. You know, when they wanted to cast the leading part for this picture,
yes,
they held a beauty contest in India to select the most beautiful rhinoceros, and she won it.
This rhinoceros won a beauty contest?
Yes, sir. She was chosen Miss Rhinoceros of 1946.
That must be pretty good, being Miss Rhinoceros of 1946.
Nah, I understand all she got out of it was a lot of glory and publicity.
Oh.
She just made this one picture, and then they let her go.
They did, huh? Well, I heard about winning those beauty contests. They bring you out to Hollywood, and you make one picture, and then they forget you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And besides, she had a bad agent.
She did, huh? Yeah. I wonder what has ever become of her.
Oh, I finally located her.
Yes.
You know, when I found her, that poor rhinoceros was down and out.
Oh.
Unhappy and broke.
Oh, no. That's really sad. Where did you find her?
Down on Main Street, working in a cheap zoo.
Working in a cheap zoo, huh? Boy, that is terrible. It is.
I'll say it's terrible.
Yes.
There's this poor rhinoceros in a cage down at the zoo.
Yes.
Every day, hundreds of people pay 10 cents so they can look at it.
Yes.
You know what that poor rhinoceros does?
She looks back at the people?
No.
No?
She cries all day.
Oh.
You can only see the pitiful look on that poor rhinoceros' face. How miserable she is, all alone in Hollywood where they forget you.
Oh,
away from her family and her friends.
Yes. It's too bad there couldn't be somebody to help her for to get back home.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
You are?
Send that poor rhinoceros back to her home and loved ones.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, sir. A week from Friday night, I'm giving a big testimonial dinner to raise funds just for that purpose.
I think that's very nice of you. You sure deserve lots of credit for that. You really do, yes.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Now, I'm getting out a big souvenir program for this affair, and I'm getting all the people I do business with to advertise in it. I'd like to have you buy a page. It's only $250, and not only would I appreciate it, but you'll never be forgotten by Cuddles.
Cuddles?
That's the rhinoceros.
The rhinoceros is Cuddles?
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful name. Yeah, let me for to get this later. You say you want me for to take an ad in our program for $250, and that money will be used for to send Cuddles back home.
Yes, sir.
Well, I know that should be a very worthy cause, but I don't think what I could afford him for to spend $250 for that.
Well, look, mister, I spend plenty of money here with you.
Yes, I know.
I'm in here 4 or 5 times a week for coffee.
Yeah, I know. But you see,
I bet in the last 3-4 years I spent over $20 here.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the least you can do is spend $250 with me.
But
why, I never dreamed you'd refuse to take an ad, so I had the printer go ahead and print up your page for you.
You did?
Here's your ad in the program right here.
Yes.
Compliments of a friend. That's you.
That's me, compliments of a friend?
Mm-hmm.
How is will anybody know what it's me if all what it says is compliments of a friend?
Well, the minute they see compliments of a friend, everybody will know it's Park Yukakis.
They will, huh?
Sure. Would you like to give me a check for the ad now?
Might as well. Say it's $250.
Yeah.
Yes.
And make the check out to Kay Kamen. That's me.
Kay Kamen.
That's me.
Okay. March 30th. That's March 30th today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
$250.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Mr. Kamen, you sure when everybody sees what it says compliments of a friend, are they going to know it's me?
Well, sure they'll know it's you.
Okay, here's your check.
Thanks.
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute, this check's no good.
What do you mean it's no good?
Your name is Park Yukakis, and you signed it compliments of a friend.
Well, what are you worrying about? Didn't you just tell me everybody will know it's me?
Trade instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing I Found a New Baby.
Ha ha!
through life taking lots of things for granted. For instance, you may think your present cigarette is just about tops for taste and fragrance and aroma. All right, if you think so, be happy. But just for the gamble of the thing, just to find out if you're missing something, try an Old Gold cigarette. After all, this cigarette, Old Gold, is the result of nearly 200 years' experience with quality tobaccos. It's blended by the nation's foremost tobacco craftsmen. And all the marvelous taste and aroma, well, it's no accident. It's there on purpose. And its purpose is to give you pleasure. Like I say, folks, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Buy them at your tobacco counters. Get them in the cigarette vending machine.
That just be the craziest thing that I've never heard of in my whole life, raising money for to send a rhinoceros back to our friends. Sounds like it'd be a great picture for to see, though. Thunder over the jungle.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pakikakis. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct, yes. Say, would you like for to go to the movies with me tonight?
The movies, eh? Yes. Well, I wouldn't mind. Yes. What are you going to see?
Heard about a great picture called Thunder Over the Jungle.
Thunder Over the Jungle?
Yes.
Throw some water on me. Oh, brother, I seen that last night. That is positively the worst picture that was ever made.
It is,
But I
heard that that rhinoceros they got in that picture, that should be a wonderful actress.
What do you mean the rhinoceros is a wonderful actress?
Yes.
Just acts like a rhinoceros.
Oh.
What's hard about that?
Could you do it?
Look, I know just one thing, brother. I don't want to see no more pictures where the leading lady's got four legs.
I guess you're right. If you go to see a picture, it's good for to be able to recognize the actors' faces.
That's it, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Who needs a rhinoceros when you can go and see all them beautiful movie stars, eh? Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, yes.
How can you compare a rhinoceros to beautiful stars like, let's say, Lana Turnip?
Yes.
Or Claudette Camembert?
Camembert?
Yes. Or Oblivion de Halivar?
Oblivion de Halivar?
Or George Raffin? Cary Grant? Frederick Marchant? Irene Dunnett.
How's about Gregory Peckett?
Yeah. She's good, too. You know, just last week I seen Frederick Marchant in a wonderful, wonderful B picture. Oh, wonderful.
You seen Frederick Marchant in a B picture?
Yeah. The Buzz Years of Our Hives.
Buzz Years of Our Hives.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it stings.
Stings? Why, brother, that picture won the McAdam Award.
The McAdam Award?
Yep. It's a road show.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
But if you want to see a real picture, what you want to go and see is the Great Jamboree. Uh-oh.
The Great Jamboree.
Yes, sir. Oh, brother, you will really enjoy that. Oh,
yes.
They got four of the biggest stars in that picture.
Four big stars?
Oh, yeah.
Who are the four big stars?
Dana and the Andrews sisters.
Dana and the Andrews sisters?
Uh-huh.
The Great Jamboree. Where is that picture playing?
Well, now there's your trouble. You see, I don't know just where it's playing right now.
Yes.
I seen it about 3 years ago.
Look, Mr. Sharp, why does everybody leave me alone, please? All I want for to do is go and see one small movie, but no, nobody's let me for to go. I'm sure it must be one movie what is good, what I could see that.
Parky, what's all the show?
Oh, I'm just disgusted, Martha, that's all.
Hey, what you hollering about, Parky?
Hey, you all right, Parky? I was out in back. I heard you shout.
I'm all right, yes. I guess I just lost my temperature, that's all. I told all of you tonight I wanted for to go to the movies. There's eight pictures advertised in the newspapers. No matter which one I want to go to, somebody else tells me that is no good. Don't go. Look, why don't you let me go? Maybe I will like it. I mean, honest, and don't be so hard to please. I am very easily satisfied. All I like is a soft seat. I have been through every ad in this paper. There must be one picture what I could see there. Oh, here's a picture here. I didn't even mention that. The gay at the theater there. He knew what he needed.
He knew what he needed? Oh, Parky. Yes. I hear that's a wonderful picture.
Yeah, I heard that too, Parky.
He knew what he needed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the picture my wife was telling me about. It just opened last night. We're going to see it tomorrow.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Parky. Cagus, did you say that picture was playing at the Gaiety Theater?
Yes, and thank heavens at last I found one picture what everybody agrees with it's good.
Well, sir, you happen to be a very fortunate man.
Fortunate?
Uh-huh.
How do you mean?
Well, the manager of the Gaiety is my cousin. Now, how would you like to have a pass to get in there tonight and see that picture for nothing, huh?
A pass?
Mm-hmm.
That would be wonderful, Mr. Jones.
Well, just hand me that phone.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Main 3. Hello? Gaiety Theater? Mr. Leach there?
Mr. Leach?
I said Mr. Leach. Yeah. Is this the Gaiety Theater? Well, Mr. Leach is the manager there.
Oh.
See, ain't there now?
What's the trouble?
We'll be back for 2 weeks.
What's the matter?
Who's this talking? Oh, I see. Well, goodbye.
Who was you talking to?
The Board of Health.
The Board of Health?
Yeah. They closed up the theater. They said the picture opened there yesterday. It was so bad they had to fumigate the place.
Awful!
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.